The Banking Royal Commission has prompted many in the industry to scrap some of the dodgy practices that have become entrenched, but were too often missed by regulators. But not everyone's happy with the new environment. At the investment firm Macquarie Group, often referred to as the Millionaire's Factory, a change to the way employees are paid has caused more than 20 advisors to quit the bank's private wealth division. Experts say it's just the start of a broader industry shake-up. Here's business reporter David Taylor.
For years, many financial advisors and planners charged clients fees for doing, well, nothing. Brett LeMessurier is a banking analyst with Shaw & Partners.
Well, that was the concept that many financial planners were working on, but of course, as the Royal Commission said, you actually needed to be doing something if you were charging a fee.
The revelation of the widespread use of the practice produced one of the key turning points in the Banking Royal Commission when, in August last year, Commissioner Kenneth Hain asked the NAB's Nicole Smith if she thought the practice was criminal.
Any contemplation of a criminal proceeding?
Not at this time, no.
Did you think yourself that taking money to which there was no entitlement raised a question of the criminal law?
I didn't.
But the pressure to revamp salary packages hasn't just come from the Royal Commission. Here's the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, late last year.
The culture and the conduct of the banks was, in the words of the Commissioner, driven by and reflected in their remuneration practices and policies. This was coupled with deficiencies in governance and risk management.
It seems like a painfully obvious thing to say, but advisors in the finance sector needed to be told to actually do something for clients if they expected to receive a fee. Investment firm Macquarie was among the first to move. Preempting Commissioner Hain's final recommendations, Macquarie switched off so-called grandfathered commissions for their employed advisors last year. It sought to make its advisor remuneration structure bulletproof, scrapping advisor commissions altogether. From the 1st of April, Macquarie advisors will move to a salary and profit share model, no longer receiving grandfathered or trailing commissions, commissions sometimes received for doing very little or nothing at all for the client. A spokesperson for Macquarie told RN Breakfast that, quote, Macquarie says these changes are the way forward for its clients and its advisors and are in line with both changing market expectations and Macquarie's commitment to industry best practice. But many advisors didn't see it as the way forward. As a result of the changes, Fairfax reported that as many as 20 advisors actually jumped ship just prior to the Christmas holidays and moved to rival firms across Sydney, Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth and Canberra. Macquarie told the ABC it had expected to see a small minority of advisors choose to leave the firm because they didn't feel, quote, aligned to the future of the business. Banking analyst Brett LeMessurier put it a little more bluntly.
Going forward, basically the concept is that if you're an advisor, you're going to work harder to get the same amount of money as you did, say, 5 years ago.
Macquarie Group isn't the only financial institution that's been spooked by the Banking Royal Commission. RN Breakfast asked all four big banks to explain how they were moving away from trailing commissions and into standard salary packages. The Commonwealth Bank responded by saying that, quote, ahead of any changes to the legislation, we've committed to rebating all grandfathered commissions to Commonwealth financial planning clients from January 2019 for investment and superannuation products. Westpac owned BT says it's made significant changes to the way advisors are remunerated. A spokesperson told Breakfast advisors can now increase their remuneration by improving their skills, customer engagement, and education qualifications. And the NAB told us that its financial planning and direct advice divisions no longer accept grandfathered commissions. While the banks are eager to spruik their reforms, Brett LeMessurier says the original fee structures should have never existed in the first place.
It was really a commission for selling a product rather than providing advice has led to the current problems being that it was repackaged as a fee for service, whereas in fact it was always just a commission for selling a product in the first place. And right. that's an issue that didn't just arise at Macquarie, that's an issue across the whole industry.
It is expected that the Hayne Royal Commission will call for a complete ban of the so-called grandfathered payments model.
In other words, it'll be more related to salary and less related to sales incentives.
So is it reasonable to say that so far the Banking Royal Commission is doing its job in terms of spooking the banking sector into doing the right thing?
Well, it certainly spooked the banking sector, there's no question about that. And it's accelerated changes that were underway and in many cases were taking too long. The Grandfathered Commission is a classic case of a change that was always going to occur, but one that at the time that those commissions were grandfathered, it was expected that they would largely have run their course by now, whereas we know that there was no incentive little incentive for planners to effectively turn off those commissions as they directed their clients to other products. So they basically left them on the higher commission rates and probably higher fee products as well, because they weren't necessarily operating in their clients' best interests.
The think tank Group of 30 is an international body of leading financiers and academics. It produced its own report on Australia's banking sector last year. Commissioner Hayne presented the report to APRA Chairman Wayne Byers at a hearing late last year. It captures the process many of the banks are now undergoing, even if some advisers in the industry still don't want any part of it.
That paper says particularly that we anticipate that the Australian banking industry is only beginning its long journey to repair its conduct and culture. What do you say about that proposition? Because the next question will be, what's APRA's part in it?
Yes, thank you for warning me.
That's APRA Chairman Wayne Byers at a Banking Royal Commission hearing late last year, ending that report from our business reporter, David Taylor. And ANZ Bank got back to us after deadline. The bank says it's currently conducting a company-wide review of remuneration to help ensure how we reward people is aligned to our strategy, as well as improving the services we provide to customers. ANZ also says it has already removed sales targets for branch staff in Australia and in financial planning.